Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
If you had the power to change something that happened yesterday, would you do it? In all probability, you would. Yet you can no more change what took place yesterday than you can turn back the sun as it races across the sky or reverse the flow of sand through the hourglass of time. Time is like an ever-flowing river that can never be turned back. Often, though, we wish that we could do something about yesterday. That's something you regret that put blight on today. At times, it's difficult to accept the words of the Apostle Paul, forgetting those things that are past. So how do you find God's grace for today? I'm thinking of a couple whose six-year-old son was killed in a freakish accident. While they were on vacation, the little boy crawled into the back of the camper and went to sleep, a perfectly normal thing for a six-year-old. But what was not normal was that in the next few minutes, the axle of the camper snapped in two. The vehicle began to swerve and then finally overturned. No one was hurt, except the six-year-old boy who was pinned beneath the vehicle. Frantically, they freed him from the wreckage, and at last he was out. But by the time help had arrived, the little fellow had passed away in the arms of his father. That was hard, believe me. I stood over the casket of that little boy whose teddy bear was in his hand, his blanket beside him. Several months later, I was in the home and was surprised to hear the mother say that the company her husband worked for was really responsible for the death of their son. "How is that?" I asked. "Well," she said, "we applied for a loan to buy a new truck, and they got our credit mixed up with my husband's brother and turned us down. It is their fault, because if they had given us a loan, we would have had a new truck and our boy today." So who was really responsible? The company who got the credit report mixed up with someone else's? Shall we blame the company who manufactured a faulty axle? Or shall we blame God, saying he could have prevented it? Shall we blame the father who almost stopped for the night a short distance before the accident took place? What would you have told them? Suggest they face the tragedy with stoic firmness? We become bitter when we blame ourselves or others. There are times when you can only turn to God to find his grace and strength and then strive to live one day at a time. If you're a Christian parent and you've dedicated your infant to the Lord, you have to remember your child belongs to him. At times, God lifts one of his choicest jewels from our lives to cause us to look up and keep him in our lives. Through the death of a child, God often speaks. Annie Johnson Flint is a woman who knew something of personal stress and strain. She wrote from experience when she penned these words, "He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy, to multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." Friend, you cannot change the events of yesterday. But today you can find God's grace and help to live with yesterday's events. God is not the God of yesterday, but the God of yesterday, today, and forever. And he will meet you today as you trust him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.